Good afternoon, everybody. 1:30. Let's get started. Do we have a quorum, Mr. Baker?
Yes, we do.
And by the way, welcome back from vacation.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
We missed you.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, we did. Matt told him. He did all right. Yeah. All right, so let's get started. First thing is the audience participation. We have
none that I'm aware of.
Nice. All right, so we're going to go to item 2 in your packet. Attachment 2A is the meeting minutes from March 28, 2024. Is there any revisions, changes to the meeting minutes?
Motion to approve, Adamson.
Second, clear.
We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes of March 28, 2024. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Off to item 3, staff reports. A motion will be required in your packet is attachment 3A, the financial progress report. Mr. Stewart?
Oh, this one's me.
There's Mr. Baker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's an error there. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Attachment 3A is your financial progress report. Through March, we've expended about 47% of the budget and are in good financial shape. Are you happy to answer any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Baker? We will need a motion to accept the financial progress report. Do we have a motion?
So moved, Your
Honor. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Paradise.
You? We have a motion and a second to accept the financial progress report. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is attachment 3B, the technical progress report. I believe this is Mr. Stewart.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello, everybody. I'll keep it short and sweet. Several things going on here, but just a couple things to highlight. One, we are in the process of updating our regional bike map. Despite that map being kind of long in the tooth, it's remained incredibly popular. It's also kind of a marketing tool for us. So we should have a new map here by the end of June that I think is going to be a lot more useful. So stay tuned on that. One thing that I wouldn't normally mention at a technical progress report, but this came across in an email the other day. I got an LTAP course notice for something that I thought might be really interesting because it's certainly pertinent in our world. It's a June 11th, an in-person thing in Columbus called Slow Streets, Safe Links, Fixing Urban and Suburban Arterial. This idea of strodes, if you're familiar with that term, those kind of suburban street-road hybrids, multi-lane. A lot of the more contemporary data is showing that that's where a lot of our problems are. If you remember our Safe Streets for All process last year, a lot of our problem roads are those types of roads. So if you're interested in that and aren't aware of it already, see me afterwards. I can give you info on it. And I think that's really... Oh, I was going to mention also that Connecting Communities, we've had kickoff meetings in the last 2 weeks for both the Summit Lake neighborhood in Akron and then New Franklin this week. So those projects, those planning studies, we're getting going on those. And other than that, we're just plugging away at all our input documents for the long-range transportation plan. So I'd be happy to answer any questions on any of that or anything else that's going on. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Next item is 3C, attachment 3C, which is AMS Federal Funds Report. Ms. Prater.
Thank you. So we're officially in the fourth quarter of the fiscal year, and almost everything has been encumbered. The handful of projects that have not been encumbered, I've been assured, have already been bid, and they're either awarded and just not encumbered yet, or they're in the process of being awarded. We did have two TASA projects that did slip into 2025 because of right-of-way or railroad issues, but we have actually already moved those to 2025 just so that we don't have to worry about cleaning house at the end of the fiscal year. So that has received funding actually has got a PID now. It received the last PIDs. So every single person that has received any kind of funding through us in January or March has gotten hold of ODOT and has gotten their PID number. So if anybody needs their PID numbers, didn't receive their PID numbers for some reason, let me know and I can give you the numbers. So, and that's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, so we're on to item 4, which is our old business. Motion will be required. It's attachment 4A, AMAT's active transportation page. Ms. Rydell.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 4A is the final draft of the active transportation plan for the ATP. As a reminder, the ATP is an input document for the next long-range transportation plan. In January, committee members were asked to assist in updating a map of future shared use path recommendations. In March, these draft recommendations were made available for public comment. Along with strategies and goals, these draft recommendations were approved in March by the Policy Committee for inclusion in the Active Transportation Plan. The final draft of the 2024 Active Transportation Plan has been placed on the AMAT's website. At this time, staff is requesting approval of the Active Transportation Plan. Are there any questions?
Hearing none.
Adamson.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Approval.
That's great. So we have a motion to approve. Do we have a second, please?
Second, McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. McCleary. We have a motion and a second to accept the AMAT's active transportation plan recommendations. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Rydell. Item B is going to be 4B, AMAT's area-wide roundabout study. Mr. Stewart, and a motion will be required.
Okay. Thank you once again.
Yes.
Pleased to be here presenting a project that we've been working on for a little while among our staff. We thought it was time to take kind of a deeper dive at how, just kind of everything about roundabouts, and then how our roundabouts are performing. Going back about 7 years ago, there was some basic analysis done, crash comparison analysis on how our roundabouts at that time were performing, but this is kind of taking it to a deeper level. It was our attempt to provide an objective analysis of sharing with you, our communities and agencies, what we've learned, and just give you an idea of how our roundabouts are performing, and then give you some best practices to consider if you might be building one in the future. So I'm going to give you just a quick walkthrough of, and I know some of you heard my presentation last week. I'll be a little more brief for this group, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask. So we start out the report just at that 10,000-foot level, just looking very generally what we've learned about some of the overview characteristics of roundabouts, where and where not to put them, things you might want to consider, advantages, disadvantages, that sort of thing. But then in the next chapter, we get into really looking at our inventory, what exists within the AMATS region, not only our roundabouts, but all of our circular rotational intersections within the area. So what we really focus on, or what you can hopefully kind of see in green there, those are our 28 existing roundabouts on our federally functional classified roadways that are collectors, arterials, basically the types of projects that AMATS would fund and has funded a majority of these. And we take that deeper dive into those 28. For each of those, we have a sheet within Chapter 3 similar to this where we have some of the basic characteristics, and then we do just the crash data that exists and crash comparison data for each of them. I won't go into the details of crash analysis, although I can certainly answer any questions on it, but what you need to know are, first of all, that we were able to do an analysis on 17 of our 28 roundabouts, and the main reason why some of those weren't part of the crash comparison analysis is these are generally our newer roundabouts. We had two different types of data that we used, two methodologies that we used for our crash comparison. The details of that are in Chapter 3. you know, why we did it here and not on this one. But basically, we spent the years of construction on the roundabout, as well as the first full year after the roundabout was built, as folks are getting used to the new intersection. And then we just broke our crashes down into the usual categories, ranging from property damage only all the way up to fatal. And so, cutting to the chase, kind of the big takeaways from that are, as we would expect, our injury crashes were reduced on nearly all of the roundabouts. 15 out of 17 of them had reductions in injuries. Our property damage only crashes, as some of you who know about roundabouts might expect, you know, we weren't really sure, are those going to go down or not? They did go down on 9 out of 17, which is about what we expected, or maybe even a little better than what we expected. Because as you probably know, roundabouts are really, when used as a safety tool, it's about reducing the severity of crashes. Overall, had the same thing, 9 out of 17, although most of the roundabouts that did have increases in crashes had relatively modest increases in crashes. And then finally, our last chapter of the report is, like I said earlier, kind of a best practices guide for our communities. This is the result of a lot of conversations that we've had with our communities who have built roundabouts, both recently, just you know within the last couple months as we were finishing up this report, and then even going back further. The things that we've learned through AMATs and our communities have learned as they built these, ranging from how you conduct public input and the controversy that arises when you build roundabouts to, you know, how you design them and the design decisions that need to get made as a roundabout's being built. So definitely something to take a deeper look at if you're in a community that might be building a roundabout in the future. These are just some things that we think you should keep in mind. And then finally, we conclude the report. The last part of Chapter 4 is just an overview of all the funding that exists. Most of you know that it's probably never been easier to fund a roundabout. Between our carbon reduction program, all you know, the safety money that exists through ODOT, they're very, very big on roundabouts right now. So we just outline funding availability and the details of how you apply and all that kind of stuff. So you can consider it a cheat sheet for the future. So that's your quick 5-minute overview of our report, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. And that is available on our website. Hopefully you've had a chance to see that. But we would be requesting approval of this document. Any questions?
Okay. No questions?
Thank you.
All good. So we'll need a motion to accept AMAT's area-wide roundabout study. Do I have a motion?
All in. Move to approve.
Second.
And we have a motion and a second. So we have a motion and a second on the area-wide roundabout study. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, next item we have is new business. I'm not aware of new business. Is there any new business? No new business. Okay. Section 6 is our resolutions. I believe we have 5 resolutions coming up. The first is Attachment 6A, Resolution 2024-10, which is approving the fiscal year 2025 transportation planning work program and budget. Ms. Rida.
Are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, thank you, Ms. Rattle. I'll need a motion to accept resolution 2024-10.
Chair Rittman, this motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you very much. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-10. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, next on the docket there, 6B. It's really long, and I'll probably butcher it, but bear with me. Resolution 2024-11, reaffirming the approval of the Regional Transportation Plan and the Transportation Improvement Program and affirming the consistency between the Regional Transportation Plan, the Transportation Improvement Program, and the State Implementation Plan. I almost made it. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you for your efforts. Essentially, this resolution has us reapproving the long-range plan, the TIP, and the air quality plan for the area. We're required to do this every year. The original plan approval was 3 years ago, and we've reapproved it every year since then. The TIP was approved last year, so we're asking for your vote to reapprove the TIP and then also to reaffirm that both documents are in accordance with air quality regulations. And last week, the TAC approved this resolution, and the staff is recommending approval of resolution 2024-11.
Hearing no questions, thank you, Mr. Gardner. Will someone please make a motion to approve resolution 2024-11? Bear with me, I'm not going to read the rest.
Motion to approve 2024-11.
Do I have a second?
Second, Paul.
We have a motion and a second for 2024-11. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to item and attachment 6C, the resolution 2024-12, certification of the urban transportation planning process. Again, Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With this resolution, the policy committee certifies that the AMATS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. Approving this resolution is also an annual requirement. AMATS activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of the Ohio Department of Transportation, and last week the TAC recommended approval of this resolution, and the staff is also recommending approval of resolution 2024-12. Any questions?
Hearing no questions, thank you, Mr. Gardner. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2024-12, please? Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-12. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All right. On to attachment 6D, resolution 2024-13. To add newly awarded funds for Metro RTA and PARTA, fiscal year 24-27, TIP amendment number 6. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you. This resolution seeks to add recently awarded federal funds to the TIP for Metro and PARTA. These funds are being awarded to ODOT's Transit Partnership Program, ODOT's Ohio Workforce Mobility Program, and the ODOT EPA Diesel Emissions Reduction and Grant Program. All three programs are competitive and provide additional funds for the area. The majority of the funds are state attributable highway funds that are being flexed over for transit use. A full listing of the awarded projects and their budgets is provided in attachment 6D. The awards for this year total approximately $5.1 million in federal funds. And last week, the TAC also recommended approval of this resolution, and the staff is recommending approval of resolution 2024-13. Are there any questions?
No questions. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. What I'm struggling a little bit as I ask for the motion. I can't write down everyone's name so fast. So when you make the motion, if you'd bear with me and just call out your name so that I write it down properly too. Sorry about that. So I'll need a motion for 2024-13. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion to Shara Rittman.
Thank you.
Do we have a second?
Bowling, second.
Thank you,
Mr. Bowling. We have a motion and a second for resolution 2024-13. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you for that. Attachment 6E, resolution 2024-14, approving amendment number 7 to fiscal year 2024-2027 transportation improvement program to add 3 projects. Revised funding, move from group to individual project for 1 project and delete an additional project. Ms. Prater.
Thank you. Yes, so this amendment is to add 3 projects. The first project is the North Main Street High Bridge. It is actually not using any of our funding, but it is receiving federal funds. So without being on our TIP, it will not be eligible to encumber those funds. The other 2 projects, River City Heritage Trail Phase 3 and Stowe Summit Pedestrian Improvements, were approved in January, and they were pitted. So now they just needed to be added to our TIP because they fall within the window. The project that is moving from a group project, because it received other funding but not federal funds through us, is the State Route 59 Alternative Transportation Project out. And this project was approved in March, so it already had a PID, but it had to move from group to individual because it receives our funding. And the last project is North Main Street in Rittman. This project was in 2027 and it is being deleted because it is being combined with a project which is adjacent to it for cost savings, mobilization, so on and so forth. And it is moving out of the TIP into 2028. So it's being deleted from this TIP, but it will be in the next one. So those are all the changes that we're requesting, and we're looking for approval. Any questions?
Any additional questions for Ms. Prager? Hearing none, I request a motion to approve resolution 2024-14, please.
Move to approve, Paradise.
Do I have a second?
Second, Moore.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2024-14. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Our next item is number 7, other business. Do we have any other business, Mr. Baker?
We do, Mr. Chairman. So I know some of you that were here at TAC know, but AMETS is updating its website. It plans to be going live sometime this summer. We will not be reconvening again until August, and our hope is that the August meeting will actually give you a walkthrough. But if for some reason in the next few months you're trying to get information on our site and you see something that looks completely different, we at least wanted to show you a few images of what you can expect to see. So I'm going to hand it over to Heather, and she will briefly just show us the good news, I guess, or whatever you want to call it.
Sure. So since last summer, AMETS has been working with Tryon Communications to build the new website. As Curtis said, we're not ready for it to go live right now, but we expect it to go live before our August meetings. So we don't want you to be totally taken aback by what you see. Last week, I know some of you have already seen this. Where are we at? Here we go. There it is. Okay, so this is our, I'm going to walk you through our homepage. This is just a static image of our homepage. But as you can see, there's our new logo. We want to point that out specifically.
Wow. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. I like it. Better than the circle. Sorry. Better than the circle. I like it.
We do, too. We are excited to put it on some swag and start. Anyways, to point out on this homepage here, this is the top of the homepage. week, so forgive me, but this is the first of three places on our homepage where you can get to that. We found that that's something people are looking for, so we want to make sure you can get to it straight from the homepage. Also, the words here at the top are drop-down menus. About gets you to committees and staff. Planning gets you to initiatives and focus areas. The funding gets you to the TIP, the interactive TIP, just like we have on our current site. And then reports and data will take you to reports, maps, and data, which is like a database of all of our documents. So a lot of the same, features that we have on our current website. So as we go down the page, here in the middle are three highlighted initiatives. You'll be able to click into those and get some more information. Down here, you'll see focus areas. There are 9 focus areas. When you're on the website, that will actually scroll. You'll be able to click on any of those, get more information, and the associated documents. There's news again. You'll be able to see 3 different stories there, but also get to old stories from that view all button. Down here, we've got more meeting information. You'll be able to go see old meetings. You'll be able to get meeting materials. The Get Involved is our kind of CIC spot where you can get information about attending the CIC meetings. And then down here is the bottom of the page. At the very bottom, you'll see meetings and news again, where you can get to those again. Also, history of AMATS and data has the maps and reports again. You can get to the traffic crash report. I need to change the language on there. And then web maps are interactive maps, so I hope it didn't take too long there. So we're really excited for the new look. We took our time deciding on colors and graphics. There's that new logo that we want you guys to focus on. So we're still ironing out some details, but as Curtis said, it'll go live in August. So I guess, are there any questions at this point?
Looks great.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It does look really, really nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, to our favorite parts, adjournment. Our next regular meeting is Thursday, August 8th, 2024, at 1:30 p.m. here at the venue. That is a long way away, so everyone enjoy their summer. And I need a motion to adjourn, please.
Move to adjourn.
All in second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Have a wonderful summer. Thank you.
Thank you.